One of these days, one of these days, one of these days. Yeah, that is kind of tricky, isn't it? Hi, James from Ingvid. Got a problem. I've had students asking about the pronunciation difference between of and off and what the word actually means. It's not as simple. It's a homophone, kind of, homonym, definitely. And we're going to go to the board and figure out the differences. Why? Well, pronunciation isn't just it sounds different. They actually have different meanings and will affect a sentence or what you're trying to convey or tell someone else. So why is it important? For clarity when we're speaking or when we're reading. And it will help you, without expanding your vocabulary, make you, well, it's like having a pocket knife. It'll make you much more functional. And that's a good thing, right? Okay, so how I'm going to do this for you is we'll go through pronunciation of just a quick one. Then I'll talk about the reduction. We call it reduction of the preposition of. I'll talk about how one, well, let's go to the board and do it, shall we? We'll go through it. So I'm going to start off by saying of or off. Let's start with the beginning of. It has to have a V sound. So there is a definitive difference in the sound. This is the V sounds like the v. The bottom lip goes to the teeth, v sound, because it vibrates. So you can vibrate, v. Okay? And with off, I like to say this. Off has one extra F to remind you to say f, the F sound. So instead of v, the same position and vibrating, that extra F reminds me it's an F. So I have to go f, as in free or frank. Cool? Well, this one doesn't have that extra F, so I know it's a V sound, like vibrate or visit. That'll make it a bit easy. And then at the end, I'm going to go over what we call the reduction of, which gives you a little bit more to play with to get much more like a native speaker. All right? But let's go through this. They're both prepositions to start off with. So that is one thing they have in common, and that's what leads to some confusion, because if you do not pronounce it properly, you probably aren't aware when you're writing it down because they're both prepositions that you're using them incorrectly. Now, with of, it's strictly a preposition all the way down. Off is a preposition. We use it in phrasal verbs, but it also has adverbial and an adjective meaning. And we'll go over all of those together. But let's start over here now that we've got it down that what do they sound like, the difference, and we're saying that they're both prepositions. Let's go through, see how this is further a preposition and the differences we'll find on off. Okay? So, of is a preposition expressing a relationship or a connection between things, so they go together. And you can use it like this. An example would be a bottle and a cap. There's a connection. This is very different from this, but one twist of the lid, and I can carry my drink because of the connection that they make. And that's what of does. It shows us connections between things. Now, in this case, it expresses relationship. So we can say, the husband of my friend, right? I know many people, but this is the husband of my friend. That's the connection. Friendship, and they're married. Next, it's on the top of the page. Well, when you have a book or a magazine, it's on the top of the page, it's connected, right? The words are on the page, the top of the page. So we've demonstrated relationship here and connection here. What else? We can indicate material. What does that mean? Well, things are not just things, they're made of things. For instance, when I showed you the water is made, this water bottle is made of plastic. The material is plastic. It's made of plastic. I can also say, because I think I've had that one there, it's made of gloss. I can also say something, a small piece could be a piece of gloss. Because there is a lot of gloss in the universe, this is one piece. I usually like to say when we talk about relationship, and this goes someplace of material, that when you say of, it's one piece of a larger thing. In this case, in the relationship, there's two people, so it's a larger thing, and they're connected, relationship. In this case, gloss, made of gloss, there's gloss in the universe, and this thing is made of some of that gloss, one piece or some of that. Okay? We can also use of to express direction. This is a strange one because a lot of students aren't aware of it. But if I go, it's north of the city or east, in this case, I say north of the highway. So if the highway is here, keep going this way, that's where I live, north of the highway. And if I say east of something, I might go, oh, go east of. So east of the city, you find location city, go east of that direction, so go around that corner. So we use it to indicate express direction. We use of to indicate what type of material something is. Made of cotton, okay? As I showed, made of plastic. We express relationships, a friend of my brother's, right? Or we can show a connection on the top of the page. And that's what we use of. And remember, because it only has one F, we use the V sound for vibrate. It's in the same position of the F, but we vibrate it instead of let the air flow. Cool? All right. Off. Off. Soft. That soft F sound. Not like the bad F word. I knew you were going there. It's a preposition. So how does it work as a preposition? When we use it as a preposition, it expresses away from or down. So I'm here. It'd be away from or down. Okay? So it rolled off the table. Okay? So when something rolls off the table, it's going away from the table. In this case, it's not only just going away from the table, it's going down. So I've connected the two of them. I wish I could turn off that extra sound that just happened. Anyway, next. We also can use it as an adverb. And an adverb, as you know, is how something is done. So he took off his coat. We actually mean he removed it. So he moved it, removed it from himself. He took off his coat. And that's the adverbial, or an example of an adverbial use. What about an adjective? And this is interesting because people who are native speakers, you know, in Australia, Canada, whatnot, they know this. But it would, and I understand, sounds strange to somebody who English isn't their first language. Because a bit off, what does that mean? Well, this is describing something. And it means it's not, when we talk about food is a bit off, it means the food isn't at its perfect state. Maybe it's a little bit bad. So the milk, oof, it's a bit off. It's not any good. Now, a person can be a bit off. I say, I'm feeling a bit off today, meaning I don't feel very good. I'm not feeling my normal self. Now, if that extends to I'm not doing, you know, my usual self or the job I'm doing, but my whole day is like that, I can say I'm having an off day. So if you've got a Michael Jordan, I can at least say that because he was the greatest, probably is, basketball player. If he's having an off day, he may not get 50 or 60 points or 100 points. Maybe he only gets 10 points. So he's having an off day. Now, here's the funny thing. I can feel a bit off, like I don't feel so good today, but still have a good day. But by saying I'm a bit off means I'm not feeling my normal self. To have the off day, remember, it means the whole day is not going well. And don't forget, you can also use this for food. That tastes a little bit off, smells a bit off. It means it's not really good. Something's wrong. It's not at its perfect state or a good state to eat. Now I'm going to give you something, as I said, to help you further differentiate, because we have the reduction of. I kept it at the end because I want to make sure you get the meanings, because if you get that, this, you're doing pretty well. And if you could say one of this or one of that, it's okay. But seeing as I'm here to help you out, because I like you, I wanted to give you something a little bit better and show you when native speakers take of and they change it. Now, there's an old Three Musketeers saying, and it goes, all for one and one for all. And all for one means like everybody in the group, right, will support one person, and one for all, that person in the group will help, one person will help support the group. I've got a really corny, stupid saying, but I was thinking about it, and it goes like this. V for vowel and R for th. That's why it's Three Musketeers. They didn't invite me to the party. Okay? So, what do I mean by that? Well, in the reduction, what happens is when you have a vowel that follows of, okay? So I'll give you an example here because I wrote one on the board. You can see this, but you won't see it unless I do this. So one of ours, that's really this, one of ours, okay? But because a vowel follows here, okay? In English, we reduce it to one of ours, one of ours. That soldier, he's one of ours. Okay? It's reduced to a V, or the V sound from of, and that's why I started with that in the first place. I needed to get that in your head, so when I do this, you'll go, okay, I got it. So what's the V for vowel and A for V? Well, I kind of lied. Now watch this. If it's followed by not just the TH, I said the TH because basically every TH will work with this rule. But if it's got a consonant after, so that could be B, C, or D, any consonant, it changes to an at sound. So we say one of them, right? He's one of ours and she's one of them. Yeah, what? But that has nothing to do with that. Yeah, but that's how we do it. We do reduction. I have a video where I talk about listening skills and how you have to watch for reduction in words. And also, you have to watch out for joining words, linking words. It seems the same, but it's not. In this case, there's not a linking, there's a reduction. And sometimes the linking and reduction go together. I know, nightmare. That's why it's difficult to learn listening in English. But it's paying attention to things like this that will help you. See, when I'm teaching you to say of, I want you to say one of them. You need the practice of proper pronunciation. Okay? You do. What I'm teaching you this reduction is because you need to be able to understand a Canadian or American or British speaker when they speak. You think quickly, but it's not. You're kind of right. It's quick because they do these reductions that you're not doing. So by making you say this, you'll be clearly understood, which is what you really want. You don't want people saying, "What? What did you say?" But teaching you to do this, you won't be going, "I don't understand. Can you repeat? Can you repeat?" Because as a native speaker of English, a native speaker in any language finds it really kind of annoying when they have to repeat themselves over and over and over again. So I'm going to reduce that for you by teaching you this reduction so that people will like to speak to you wherever they're from simply because they're not repeating themselves over and over. Cool. So now you know my little secret. And what is it? It is, right? V for vowels. If the of is followed by a vowel, you put V. And a for, and I said the, but you know really it means consonant. If the word is followed, if of is followed by a consonant word, then you put the a instead. And the examples I gave you, they were almost the same. One of ours, one of them. And you can literally see what I'm talking about. Speaking of literally see, I want to literally see if you understand what I taught you, and we're going to have a test. And what of it? Yeah. And we're back. Viva Las Vegas! First question on the board. So it's time to do the test. Now we're going to do two parts of this. The first, we're going to put what is the correct preposition? Is it of with one F or off? And if you remember what I said, the second F reminds you to go like it. Playing with you. Okay, so with a double F would be that soft F sound, and the single F would be the V sound, or what? It could be an sound. We talked about the reduction, remember? So if a vowel follows of, we're going to use the V sound, and if it's a consonant, we're going to use the sound, and we're going to work on that because I'm going to fill it in, and you're going to try and figure out what the reduction would be, and whether it's an adverb or a preposition or an adjective. Remember that of is usually, and also always a preposition. And then when we use off, it can be adverb, adjective, or preposition. Let's go to the board. First question, as I said, Viva Las Vegas. Toronto is North Las Vegas. That's right, north of Las Vegas. And would that be, and that's with one F, right? North of Las Vegas. And would that be an adverb? Preposition, yeah, you're already ahead of me, right? It is a preposition, right? We talked about direction. Direction using, we can use the preposition of for direction. What's the next one? I didn't play well. I'm having an. That whining is my belly. I need food. I'm having an off day. I'm hungry, see? That's the OFF, off, soft, right? An off day. And what would that be? Would this be adjective, adverb, or preposition? That's right. It's describing the type of day. So we're looking at an adjective. It's an adjective. And I got a quick quiz for you. How can we reduce this one up here? How would we reduce it? Yeah, it would be north of Las Vegas, north with the A sound, because this is a consonant. Good. You're learning. I like that. Let's do number three. He took his hats in the restaurant. Ooh, it's an ugly sentence. So what did we say? He took hat in his restaurant. Took off. Now, what is that? To take off your hat, that would be what? We did an example earlier. That's right, to remove. And removing is a way of doing something, a verb describing. So it would be an adverb. Oh, I like this. I like this. We're getting there. Now, number four. I would love a glass. Of milk, right? A glass of milk, sharing a relationship or connection, right? Glass with the milk. And what would that be? Yep, because we know this one is a preposition. And finally, Piglet. I love Winnie the Pooh, one of my favorite books by A.L. Milne. And Piglet's got a house. And what is Piglet's house made of?
I don't know, Pooh. What should my house be made of?
Where, Piglet?
Piglet's house was made of... Oops, I almost told you. Yeah, you got it right. It's made of wood. Remember we talked about what type of material something's made of? Made of wood, so we know the material it's made of. And it's also a preposition. Okay. And how would you say that? Because this has a consonant after that. Would it be made of, or made of wood? Yeah. A North American or an English-speaking, native English-speaking person, it's made of wood. What's the house made of? It's made of wood. Good. So now we've done our reduction. We remember whether it's a preposition or it's adverbial or it's an adjective. We worked on all of that. I want to give you some other things with of and off that are in English, and I'm going to explain. There are simpler ways of saying some of these, but you may run into people saying it, and you should know what they are, okay? So the first one we're going to look out of, out of. Out of really means out, because it's the opposite of in. So out of means is the opposite of in, and people will say, like, get out of the rain, get out of the rain. You can say, it's really difficult to say anything. It's so customary for us to say, get out of the car, right? Get out of the car. That out and of go together. We've got these two prepositions to tell us, well, it's the opposite of in. So you don't just say out, you say out of. Cool? Opposite of in. Next, off of. Now, this is okay to say, but please do not put it in formal writing. It's a lot of people say it, and there are times we say it when we want to make emphasis. Example, you have a little boy or girl on the table and they're dancing on your kitchen table. You say, hey, get off of the table. You should just say, get off the table, right? But getting off of the table gets a little bit more umph. Like, get off of the table, get off of my back. Get off my back is simple enough, but some people will say this and put some emphasis on it. And it is the opposite of on. If you're on the table, get off of the table, okay? Opposite of on. And finally, oft. This is a weird one. Not really weird. You'll see it in a lot of police movies or dramas. It's like, he was oft by the criminal. You know, what do you mean oft? Remember we say off is the opposite of on? Well, when you kill somebody, first I'm alive, I'm on, you kill me, I'm off. So, the criminal oft the snitch. If you don't know what a snitch is someone, if they tell the police what criminal activities someone has done, they snitch. It doesn't always have to be a police thing. You could have a friend who snitched on you to your girlfriend. You know, they told you that you were at the club drinking. You go, why did you snitch on me, right? So in this case, the criminal off the snitch. The snitch told somebody he shouldn't have spoken to, and he got killed. So this is your bonus, giving you three ways you may sound off. That isn't quite in the preposition, adjective, or adverb way I've taught you, but are in colloquial or common speech. You like that? Good. I try to deliver, because you guys deserve it, right? But as I wrap this up, before I get out of here, I would like to give you a quiz. Before I do that, I want to say thank you, as always. Thank you for being part of this. I don't always say it every video, but I try to. I appreciate that you take the time to study with me and with Ingvid, okay? And I never stop appreciating that. So, in saying that, I'm giving you homework. It's like, what? That's not a thank you. It is. You get to practice and practice again when I get back in a second. But first, your first question is, they killed something, and I want you to use either the preposition of or the preposition off to finish the statement. They killed something, one of these, all of the animals in the rainforest. I've given you a little bit of a help because I'm not a bad guy. I've helped you a little bit. You're going to have to figure that out. And then I want you to put down, is it a preposition? Is it an adverb? Or is it a, preposition, adverb, or adjective? Okay? So put the answer, and then beside it, put adjective, preposition, or adverb. Next, she is the top something her class. Once again, you're going to put in the proper preposition, if it's off or of. And then you're going to put down this as adverb or adjective or adverb, preposition, or adjective. Now, for this particular quiz, because this is a little bit difficult, I'm going to say this quiz is worth 1,000 points for each one you get correct. Yay! And I would like you to put it in the comments below, whether that's on YouTube or on Ingvid. A lot of students give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down, and you get to know, you know, how good you actually are. And if you want to take one step further, make a few sentences using the different meanings that I taught you in this particular lesson. Now, to finish off my gifts to you, because I love you so much, I want you to go to www.ing.com, where there will be another quiz and other quiz and other great teachers for you to learn from. Hope you've enjoyed this lesson. And am I missing anything? Yes, I got a quote for this. If you remember when I talked about of, it shows about relationship between things like materials, peoples, and whatnot. Here's my quote. A great relationship is about two things. First, it's appreciating the similarities between things. And second, it's about respecting the differences. I hope you take that quote, not just from the lesson I produced showing how there is a connection, but take that great relationship and the respect and the appreciation in the relationships you have with the people you know, right? And actually some people you don't know. Make the world a better place. Anyway, it's been fun. It's my time off. No reduction. See you.